After coming out about the horrors that asylum seekers face on offshore detention, psychologist Paul Stevenson had his employment at the centres terminated. Now facing charges under border protection laws, Paul is speaking out about his experiences and how the government are doing nothing to make the conditions better for refugees. Paul Stevenson spoke with The Wire's Jordan Curtis about his time working in offshore detention centres.
It was probably one of the highlights of a 43-year career, or perhaps I might say more correctly, one of the lowlights. It's probably the most horrendous disaster situation that I've been involved with, and I've been involved with every major disaster involving Australians around the world over the last 25 years.
And how long have you spent in Manus and Nauru?
I spent a year from July 2014 to July 2015, and that comprised of 2 deployments to Manus Island and 14 to Nauru. And although I was contracted to resume on Nauru next week, since I started to talk out about the conditions there, the contract has been terminated.
So you did lose your contract. Do you feel like it was worth it for speaking out?
Yes, and I knew it would happen. And, you know, that this is collateral damage when you speak out about these kinds of issues, so I'm not concerned. It was just something that I suppose was the natural consequence to speaking out. And I mean, as a politician and as a Democrat, I am appalled at the situation that a person can't talk out about things without fear of personal consequence, like the loss of a very lucrative job. But that is the situation in Australia at the moment, that we simply can't talk about. We're not free to talk out about atrocities and humanitarian faults.
With what the public knows about Manus Island and Nauru, do you think that the public opinion lines up with what actually happens there?
Certainly there's a very large groundswell of opinion that is behind the closure of offshore detention. And I think the public, of course, don't really get the true picture. There's so much secrecy and restriction of journalism around these camps that we're still dealing with snippets of information that kind of smuggled out, I suppose, by asylum seekers' families and whatever, that give us some indication of what's going on there. But generally speaking, the public are very much in the dark about what actually goes on there.
You've said that Peter Dutton doesn't know the full extent of what goes on over there. Do you feel like he's been left in the dark too?
For whatever reason, politicians are given a whitewash of these situations. The day that Peter Dutton visited Nauru, he was completely whisked away by the management of the centre to be shown the parts that they were willing to show him. And so on the management side, I think that they manipulated Peter Dutton's visit markedly. But on Peter Dutton's side, I think being a politician, you would expect that he would insist that he saw the true situation there. But so I think it's to his fault that he didn't insist upon that. And I think it's to the fault of the management that they exploited his visit in such a way as to paint a much more pleasant picture of it for him.
Now, you're running for the Senate. Do you think you'll be able to look out for people in detention centres more from that position than when you're actually working at the detention centres?
I certainly think I will be. I think the option, in fact, of working at the detention centres is closed now, and so it's probably no use to talk about that. It's a hypothetical. But, in fact, in the Senate, I'll have much more leverage to work on a more political level, to have input that would help to close down these centres. And I think particularly in respect to a Senate inquiry or a Royal Commission, these avenues would now become available to me should I be elected to the Senate.
And what personal repercussions have you faced since being so outspoken on the issues, besides losing your contract?
Obviously, there will be other consequences. The Australian Border Force Act prohibits anybody speaking out. I've been assured that I have a defence there, but we just don't know what will happen with regard to that.
Independent Senate candidate for Queensland, Paul Stevenson, talking to The Wire's Jordan Curtis about his time as a psychologist at an offshore detention centre.